And the power that we are using, what I want to describe, is the power in the human soul. Is that spiritual substance that God gave you for one purpose. I'll describe the purpose in a moment. But when you use it, used to conceive, conjure, describe, imagine, and then finally, boom, the thing comes to be. So after you finish all the conjecture, all the conjuring, and you say, it works. What you don't realize is that you have driven that car with the fuel of your life. You just cut off 1 year from your long life. That is not a joke. I mean that literally. All the power you used, just stay there, don't move. Can you see it? Yes. You describe it very well. It is the power you will have used to receive divine idea to move your business to the next level that you're using to look for a wife now. And that one cannot bring godliness into the heart of the woman. What will have driven your career to another level? You have used it to bring forth a car, which they probably will steal after 18 months, or it will catch fire after 6 weeks. If you're a Christian, may it catch fire. You know the reason? You've quite quickly realized that all flesh is what? Grass. The earlier you get that thing in your life, the better, the most that is, how do I say it? The higher your chances of succeeding ultimately. That is the problem for us believers. When we start taking principles of life, that once they tell you, even Muslims use it, just throw it away. Because what they are telling you in effect is that it does not require the power of Christ to execute. That's my objection to all of those things. Once you show me something that does not require the power of Christ to execute, I don't want it because it has to be powered. That's what I'm going to emphasize. And the energy comes from somewhere. The energy comes from somewhere. That is why if you're a minister, if you're a pastor, you want to organize ministry, church, don't use worldly system. Ministry is very thoughtful. You'll just be walking on the road one day, you'll just die there. You're just walking on the road. Nobody hit you, nobody abused you, nobody told you waka shege, nothing. You're just going on the road. You just exhaustion. Your soul energy will just finish. Yes, you'll have built something that human beings think is great. No, what I'm saying is very crucial. Everything in life is powered. You have to choose what is powering your own principles, your own methods. You have to choose what power you are using. As a believer, that's the power of grace. Make sure that it is by the power of God. Paul said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. His power walking towards me. That's the grace. That grace is God's power that's walking towards me. That makes me appear like I'm laboring more than them. But it's not I. It's the grace of God walking with me. I hope you are following what I'm saying. What did God give us that? Let me just quickly say, the power we have in ourselves. What did God give us that thing for? That energy is supposed to be used to reach out for Him. Are you getting my point? That energy, we use it to reach out for God. We focus our energy on reaching out for Him, in getting to know Him. He gave that one to us. Now, once you use that one like that, then He begins to supply the energy for every other thing we need to do in life. That is the way it works. So when you hear positive confession, let's get back to it. You have to be careful. Everybody says speak positively. What are you speaking positively? For us believers, we don't speak positively. We speak according to the word of God. It is called the spirit of faith. Take my little tract, This Is Faith. I describe the spirit of faith inside there. It is called the spirit of faith. That is, what I say is not what I think is positive. It is not what I actually want to get. You must get that point. It is what has been described by the word of God. So that when I speak it, I am activating the life, the grace, the power of God in my life, not because I want that. That's why I keep on saying, don't bother with this detailed description. We Christians have preached it, like we preachers have preached it for a very long time. That if I've heard people say, you have to know how to write your confession. We're going to some detailed confession writing, which I think is unnecessary. You confess in the morning that tomorrow I will have... Maybe in the morning that today, I will have 17 customers, not less, and they will bring to me each one a business of like 1 million naira. And by the end of the day, that's not Christianity. That's power of positive confession. That description, you don't find it anywhere in the Word of God.
That one, I know when I say it, it's almost, for many of us Christians, it's so off what is very common in faith teaching. But I've studied it for a very long time. One of the things you will know is, go and check the scriptures. People don't have all those fine details and not things people write ahead of time. They plot it, no. You say, what should I say about my business? In fact, like I said, don't manufacture words. Just look for a scripture and repeat it. Like, he surrounds the righteous with favor as with a shield. That's a scripture. It's not favor you're looking for. This Bible says it. He surrounds the righteous with favor as with a shield. Now listen to me. If you're in a business environment and your business has favor, favor surrounds you as with a shield. Every customer that's yours will come. And the one that's not your own will also come, because the man that does not know what to do with his own customer, you know what Jesus said? Take it and give it to the man who knows what to do with it. It's not your Bible like that. Why are you looking like I'm creating things? The one that had one that did not use it, he said, take it and give to the man that has 10. He said, Master, but he has 10 already. He said, to him that has, more will be given. So even the customer that's not your own, that was not yours originally, they will bring to you. Why? Because you are surrounded with favor as with a shield. Whether you need 17 or 21 customers is unnecessary detail for a believer. The truth is that you actually don't know what you need. You know, people think you know, you don't know what you need. You don't know what you need. The truth is you don't know what you need. All these stories you hear, opposites attract, opposites repel. I don't believe any of those things. God knows what I need. That's all I know. Do I do positive confession? No. I do prophetic declaration. What is prophetic declaration? That's what we read from here. Hebrews chapter 13. Go back to your scriptures there. You see what he said. Because he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you. So we confidently say, the Lord is my helper. I will not be afraid. What will man do to me? Notice this. Two of them were scriptural quotes. The second one is derived from the first. Because of that derivation, I believe that you can derive simple statements. But these fine details that, no, as I go today, they will call me. They will call me to come here in the name of Jesus. Those details are not good. Limit yourself. I keep on saying it. To declaration of the word of God. One of the things that thing does for you is that it does not allow your faith to wear out. Let me use another expression. It doesn't allow you to be discouraged. Because when you sit down and declare that tomorrow I'll make 10,000 and you don't make it, it reduces your confidence in the words that you declare. And God doesn't back those words because he never promised it. What he said to you simply is, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And that word, I shall not want, means I will not lack anything that is important. The reason being that's an English expression, I shall not want. Being wanting means to be deficient. It doesn't mean everything I just want, I get. No. I shall not want means I will not be deficient. I will not lack what is crucial for my life. I'm going about my business in the morning. What's my business with describing that Dangote will visit today, Otedola will come next week? It's unnecessary. Because men bigger than that, they have not been born. Are you getting my point? You that's talking, you're bigger than that, you just don't realize it. Things that God wants to do in your life, you are not aware. And I keep on saying to Christians, don't think he tells you ahead of time. He doesn't tell you ahead of time. He doesn't give you fine details. He tells Abraham, come, follow me. I will show you something. So Abraham was just moving and moving and moving until he got to where he was going. It was when he got there, he understood where he was going. Don't think the Lord will always give you fine. If you have too many details about what your life will be like, listen to me. I'm telling you the word of God. I am very sure what I'm saying. You are confused. If you have your life well planned out, you have made a terrible mistake. If you know the age at which you acquired this, you are wrong. You are living wrongly. All these plans of strategizing so that your life, by the time you get here, you'll have had enough business, is not Christianity.
That is worldliness. It's not the kingdom. By the time you can do, you know, investment, you invest 10,000 naira a month. After that, you buy treasury bills. Treasury bills will return and become fixed assets. Fixed assets will come and become landed property. Property will now expand and suddenly begin to grow. Then you can now retire early. You retire early, you die early. I'm telling you the life of a Christian. That's not in Bible, this worldliness. Swallow is finished. You've already said, well, if you're able to invest 10,000 naira a week for 30 years, after that, you'll be a millionaire. If you believe that honestly, I think you really need to be born again. I don't know what else to say. There is nothing on this earth that is sure. You know what Jesus said? Moths destroy, thieves break in and steal. Is the word of God. No human system can stop that thing. Jesus has said anything you lay upon the earth, moth will destroy it, and thieves will break in and steal. People don't know the meaning of the word moth. Yeah, something that eats it, like termites, something like that, good. Inflation. One day you'll be sitting at home. You know, I don't know how many of you know what happened to the dollar over the last few weeks. Though I only know what's happening. I read news. I know what's going on around. So some of you, this is where you come to hear news anyway. When they give you television, you tune to Spasport. you know, Naira was virtually free falling over the last few weeks. Just going down, 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 down. It got to 240-something Naira to the dollar. Then, you know, when the Bible talks about a king, CBN is king in the area of Naira in Nigeria. They just issued one small rule, which you and I are not aware of. They just issued the rules to the banks that don't bring your dollar here again. Because the banks will collect the dollar, give the CBN, CBN will put in their foreign accounts. So when the banks heard that one from CBN, so they wrote you email, you got the email, and said, please, we cannot accept dollar deposits. In a few days, Naira returned from 240 to 210. 206. It kept on crawling back. I don't know whether CBN knew it or not, but what, you know what happened? Because Naira was going falling like that, people started buying dollars to hold so that they will have some value. So now everybody was into it, so Naira just kept on going. So the banks just said, no, don't bring it here again. People said, I can't keep dollar at home. People collect it. And once they did that, Naira swung in the other direction. The money they bought for 230 is now going for 206. That's what they call moth has destroyed it. Thieves do break in and steal. You keep your money in the bank one day, one MD will just wake up one day. One spirit will just possess him. After possessing him, he will just sign one deal. And then one CBN governor will say, that bank is distressed. And that's your money that's distressed. The bank is not a human being, it's your money. I remember those days when I had to work for 5,000 naira in a whole month. He said, one man ran to his pastor. Pastor, please pray. Pastor said, what's the problem? You thought somebody died. He said, no, my money, 2 million. What happened? The bank, those days when banks were collapsing one after the other, the bank just went down. And 2 million naira went with it. And that money is not insured. I hope you know that. Those days, I don't know about now, those days, NDIC insured money only to the tune, those days, of 50,000 naira. So if a bank collapses on your money, NDIC will guarantee to give you back 50K. On 2 million, that guy was going to get back 50,000. He will get the balance back later when the bank has been sold and they are now sharing the money, which you know some banks that they were sold for 100 naira. 1 naira. Which means that they will take that 1 naira and share amongst those that have been owed 50 billion. Now bacteria go spend the portion. And listen, let nobody lie to you that there's a human method of preventing it. There's no human method. You know why there's no human method? Because the mouth of the Lord Jesus said it. That anything that is laid up on the earth, moths will destroy and thieves will break in and steal. There's nothing you can do about it. Nothing. Let nobody come and tell you can plan your life. You can't plan your life. One of my many years ago told me that he's moving to Europe because there he can plan his life. I looked at him. Are you okay? You can plan your life. He said, there, you know, your children, you can plan. The man told me one day that he had to return to Catholicism. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Catholicism, but you left it when you were here. He didn't go to the Catholic Church. It's not as if I go in there. He said, I had to swear to be one so that children can go to a decent school. Because the public schools were, that he said he wouldn't put his children. I said, oh, I thought you said you could plan your life for your children. There are so many good schools, but there, he said to get a decent school where children could be taught morals, could be taught the right things in life, it was only the Catholic schools that were remaining. I said, oh, you can plan for your children. So he had to smuggle his children into a Catholic school. So the Catholics, of course, naturally reserved the schools for their own people first. So now I remember, I said, oh boy, I get baptismal card. You know, many of us were baptized as Catholics. It was when we grew up, we decided to go to other places. No wonder I was just hearing it. Of course, he has forgotten what he told me, that you planned the life. I said, this is not plan. This is not the plan. Eh? You can't plan anything. Let nobody lie to you. You can't plan anything. Every day in life, do the best. Are you getting my point? Obey righteousness and leave tomorrow to God. It says, sufficient unto the day is evil thereof. I pray Christians walk in the kingdom and start walking like people of the world. You're saving money for retirement. Don't worry, you will retire very early. Trust me, you will retire early. There are different forms of retirement. And when you fully retire, you die early. That is not a joke. Any Christian applying for retirement should just buy a casket because you will die early. On this earth, your presence must be putting something into the environment. Paul Dutola, I like that man for one thing. Many of you know Dutola, you know, big company, those days. When he was 90, a reporter was interviewing him and was describing the new expansion the business wanted to go into. I think he died the following year, 2 years later. I said, this man was 90. It was his 90th birthday or something. Let me sit on my message, please. My message for today. Listen to the point I'm making. You can't plan your life. There's no way on this earth. Governments will just change their mind. That's how I'll give you a story about dollar in Nigeria. Naira, people thought it keep on going. It swung in one other direction. Phew! Now everybody's confused. It swung so badly that those who were selling forex, they refused to sell. They couldn't understand, no, something must be going on. That let's wait to go back the other way again. And the thing is that the more you wait like that, after a while, some people panic some more. They start selling some more. Next thing you know that they'll be selling one bushel of wheat for 1 shilling at the door of Samaria. What am I saying? You can't plan anything. So this detailed confession in your life is not going to get your life anywhere. All this declaring that I have told God, I begin to declare, this month is my month, I will meet the man. Next month is my month, is the month we'll get engaged. The following month is the month we'll see my father. The following month is... Tell your neighbor, forget it, though. Forget it. That's not Christian confession. That's positive thinking. That's not Christian confession at all. That's positive thinking. Positive confession. Christian confession is prophetic. And what is prophecy? He said the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. The testimony of Jesus, he said, is what? The spirit of prophecy. Jesus is the word of God. There is nothing in your life that the scripture hasn't covered. And let me tell you something. The Bible says something. Kai, we need to get this clear. In the book of Hebrews chapter 4, in verse 30, it said the word of God is alive and what? Active. Let me explain the meaning of the word alive again. To say alive, a gun is active. You cock it, you fire it, it's active, but it's not alive. A bomb is active, but it's not alive. As an instrument of war, all those things are active, but they are not alive. When the Bible says that the word of God is alive, he was describing the fact that it's a living being. Let me use a dog as an example. If you put a dog here, you train the dog, it can smell, it knows what is enemy, what is friend. it can bite. Do you understand? But let's assume you chain the dog. Put it in a cage. The dog is alive, but it's not active. When an enemy comes, the dog can wake up. He can growl. When he growl, back, finish. Afterwards, he sit down. The enemy passes, robs the house, and goes away. But if you unchain that dog, then you're now having a combination of it being alive and then being active. Are you getting my point? The mistake we make, we Christians, is that we often think the word of God is active, but it's not alive. So we think we are the one that must always cock the gun, aim it, and then shoot it. Then the word of God will work. But the word of God cannot think. If I say, he surrounds me with favor as a shield, he does not know how many customers I need. That's how we behave. We think, if I just declare the word of God simply, do you understand? Over my life. Like the one I like to say, no good thing will live without from there that walk uprightly. He said, I need to know the good thing so I can aim it so it can bring that good thing. We think the word of God cannot think. So we want to give the word of God all the fine details. Then he will not be active and work on our details. Meanwhile, what the Bible says is that the word of God is alive. That alive means that it can make decisions. If we release the word in an area, it can think. It can tell you, you cannot handle 20 customers now, they will wear you out. I am going to give you 10. I won't even bring the 10 in one day. Of the 10 that will come, only 5 will bring business for now. The other 5 will be contacts. Don't worry. We'll need them. We'll see them later. The word of God begins to plot. All you keep on saying is that he surrounds me with favor as a shield. Then you want to employ somebody one day. Say, you're welcome. You work for us. This is what I'm going to do. Then the word of God says, this girl can't work here. This boy can't work here. And the word of God will make something come out of his mouth that will annoy you. Say, how can you? Maybe one old man will be passing. Just let me see road job. Say, this boy, you are so rude. Get out of here. The word of God has driven away bad stuff. You have not said anything about staff, you know. You have just said, he surrounds me with favor as the shield. That word is plotting. That word is telling, is arranging things. He's telling this customer, come here, don't come here. He's telling this staff, come here, don't come here. And all you keep on doing when you get to work is, he surrounds me with favor as the shield. Or you come to that business, say, he makes all grace abound towards me. I have all sufficiency in all things. I abound to every good work. You don't talk about whether your money should come in Naira. All this confession is in the name of Jesus. I begin to receive Naira. This business is not a dollar business. It's not a dollar business. We now go to church and sold dollar. It says it's not about the money, it's the currency. Listen, the word of God can convert Naira to dollar. I hope you get my point. He knows conversion rate. In fact, he knows how much they will sell the money next week. You know, when this dollar began to slide, I had to, you know, my wife buys things, impulsing and all of that. I had to say, okay, relax. What is your issue? Just chill. I said, me, I've not had more peace about all of these things than now. You know why? The word of God knows. The scripture I've been quoting for a long time. He said, behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. It has sense. That scripture can think. That's what I'm trying to emphasize. For we believers, forget them. You don't need any special skill in writing confessions. What you need is special revelation in knowing which word applies to your situation. Once you have found that word, begin to declare that word. That's prophetic. It is not what you know. This positive confession thing is we are doing it wrongly. We are giving too many details. I confess that I have a plane ticket to go to Lagos. I confess, plane ticket is coming to me. Sometimes God says, no. You don't need plane ticket to get to Lagos, because if I give you a plane ticket, you'll be in Lagos in 1 hour. I need you to cool your brain for 8 hours. Auto star right now. I'm serious. You know one of the things I enjoy these days? Anytime I drive, all right? Maybe I'm going to give a lecture at Newe. It's 2 hours to go, 2 hours to come. I have found out an average trip like that, I listen to at least 3 full hours of messages. Down at home, I'm very busy. You keep on going up and down. I said, do you know, I can't remember ever in the last many years sitting at home able to do 3 hours of messages at a go. If by the time you finish the first one, you are asleep. But I found out the only time I'm driving, the day I went to Akure, for one of our brothers, senior brothers died, I did 9 hours of messages in one leg of the trip on my way back because I first went home to go and see my mom. 8 or 9 hours on one leg of the trip. So sometimes God says to you, say, look, see, listen, why are you hurrying to Lagos? I'll give you a very comfortable car at AutoStar, or if it's not, one of the comfortable Siennas. You sit in one nice corner, listen, or you have a notebook. You listen to a message for 2 hours, bring out a notebook, I give you ideas for another 2 hours, then you sleep for 2 hours, because once you get to that Lagos, your life has ended for that period, you know. You know now. So sometimes we have a desire, we think the word cannot think, that it must grant it, otherwise the word did not work. You know, that's how we behave sometimes. If it doesn't grant it the way we want it, we say it's not working. No, the word thinks. The word thinks and says, no, I have been sent to bless you. I know what is good for you. I know what is bad for you. Don't worry. The time of flight, that you get to a point, you will fly, you'll be tired of flying. Yes, that's what the word is telling you. If at the point in time you get angry with airports, you will have to buy your own plane and hire 2 intelligent, alive young men to be your pilots. And say, and the Lord will tell you, get ready, they will criticize you. They will say, what is a Christian flying a private jet for? Remember what Pastor Baki told you. It's because you are going to private places and you have private money. Are you getting my point? What's my emphasis there? The world can plot these things. The world can reason. The reason why we are disappointed often in life is because we are operating positive confession instead of prophetic confession. What's prophetic confession? Prophetic does not mean I know what will happen tomorrow. No. It means my words contain the testimony of Jesus. What's the testimony of Jesus? Is the totality, the embodiment of all the promises of God. If he says, behold, I cause prosperity to flow towards you like a river, and the wealth of the nations like an overflowing stream. He didn't say when. I don't know what I heard what I said. He didn't say when. I take that word and declare it regularly upon my life, upon my ministry, upon my business, upon my family, upon everything that concerns me. Then the word knows when to bring it, how to bring it, in what currency to bring it. Whichever method, he knows. But I will not waver from what I am saying. If the word says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. Right now, everything that I don't have, I don't need. That's what it means. The word is arranging my life. Udejuku, where's Udejuku? Okay. He said once he was with our motor engineer down the road here. So he went out to get something, and he saw one sharp ride. Passed and said, my God, see moto. Then when he got back to the office, the car was already ready for dismantling. So when he saw the level of dismantling, that thing he just saw on the road, had to experience. He said, he prayed, said, God, don't give it to me until I'm ready. Because this headache, this is about to start, I don't think I want it. If you can think like that, Jesus said that if you, being human, let me modify the words, can think like that, don't you think God can double think like that? I hope you got my point. We are not into positive confession. That's not Christianity. We are into prophetic declarations. Prophetic declaration simply means I have the testimony of Jesus in everything that I'm saying. It doesn't mean I know how to conjure up a good wife. It doesn't mean it. It means I recognize that God looked at Adam and said, it's not good that this man is alone. And no good thing will he withhold from those that walk what? Uprightly. So God came and gave Eve to him. So he said, Lord, thank you very much because no good thing, that's the word of God, will you withhold from me if I'm walking uprightly. So what's my emphasis? Every morning, what is an upright walk? Is that my point? There's an upright walk in everything. Let me stop here. I think I've made my point. I hope we are blessed by it. Let's bow down our heads and begin to give the Lord thanks because the word is alive. Hebrews chapter 4 says the word is alive. Thank him because the word is alive. Thank him because it's alive. That's the emphasis for today. The fact that that word is alive. Thank him because that word is alive. That's what you just need to thank God for today. It's living. It is active. It is living. It is active. Let's declare it again. Say in the name of Jesus. Say it loud, in the name of Jesus. I receive everything I need from my Heavenly Father because he loves me. You know what song I was listening to David Paulson? He said, you're actually libeling. You know what they call libel? You libel God when you worry. You are making false statements about his character. So you are saying that he has more love and care for his garden and for his pets than for his children. Because Jesus said that the lilies of the field, they don't do anything here. Your Heavenly Father dresses them up. What about the birds of the air? He said, those are his pets, and that is the garden. He said, if you worry, you are saying to God, you love those things more than you love me. He said, it's libel. It's speaking evil of somebody's character. Let's declare it again. Say, in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
My Father loves me. More than he loves the birds of the air.
More than he loves the flowers of the field.
As he takes care of them.
More than that.
He's taking care of me.
The Lord is my shepherd.
I shall not want.
I am not afraid.
Because he's with me at all times.
Say
his word is alive.
And is active on my behalf.
Say, there's no good thing
will
he withhold from me.
He will not withhold any good thing from me.
Say, this is the word of God.
I am surrounded with favor
as with a shield.
I am surrounded with favor
as with a shield.
The favor of God protects me.
It brings good towards me.
Repels evil from my life.
Every good thing
comes to me.
Every evil thing
is repelled away from me.
Say, the word is alive.
It can decide what is good.
The word is alive.
It knows what is evil for me.
And it selects my good for me.
Therefore, I don't worry.
Say, I don't worry.
I have no fear.
Say, he prepares a table before me.
In the presence of my enemies.
He has anointed my head with oil.
He has given me ability.
He has made me capable
to fulfill my assignment in life.
He has given me the ability
to do my ministry in life.
Say, the lines are falling for me in pleasant places.
You know, we discussed that Psalm 16. David made that thing clear. That is what happens to us by accident.
As long as we are loving the Lord, it's a good thing.
Do you understand my point?
Yes, it's a good thing. It's not what we plot for. David said, the lines fall for me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage.
You will get a job you did not apply for.
Amen.
Yes. Somebody here, you need to hear that. You have written applications, you are tired. Listen to me. The one you will finally do, you will not apply for it.
I'm not saying stop applying, though. Just keep yourself busy. Occupy until it comes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Throw your application around. But hear the word of the Lord. The one that will be yours, that will bless you, will be one you did not apply for. Say amen for somebody.
Amen.
Why? Because the lines will fall for you in pleasant places. That is when they are casting lots, you are not even there. The one that is your own will drop into your own place. And it will be a blessing to you.
Amen.
Some people are good with planning. Hey, you say, yeah, I wish I could plan like that. Don't worry. R.G. Letourneau said, thank God I did not know accounting. Because if I did, I would not have done what I did in life. Now, that's not to tell us, no, don't do accounting. No, I'm just trying to bring out an issue. That the man said, if I knew what was the right thing to do, I would not have done what I did, and what I did was what I was supposed to do. That was a lion falling for me in pleasant places. One day, Jessica gave me a testimony. Say one day she was rushing to Abuja, and a bike man, then bikes were allowed in Enugu, took her past the bus station she was going to. And she got very angry with the man. Whether na angel or na human being, where God used like angel, we don't know. All she knows is that she missed the bus she wanted to enter. Entered another one. That one she missed. She saw it burn up with the passengers inside at Lokoja. Because it ran into a tanker. The tanker, the bus, everything caught fire. And that bus she missed because one bike man was not paying attention. Look, God cured me long ago of saying that, I wish that, you know. The one that's not my own has gone. My own is coming. When I was in Lagos those days, when I didn't have a car, they had the rush bus, before Fashola came and did last mile and all of those things. One thing I didn't used to do was rush bus. I stayed at the state, bus park like that. Everybody go, 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 go. I said, no. I said, my bus will stop here. As the bus is going, people will just be, as the bus is coming, they are following it. The conductor has not said anything. No. Just said, not this guy. No. Once you pass me, you are not my boss. Even if you shout, Pastor Banks' apartment, I will not answer you. I wouldn't answer you. What I would do, I just wait here. I say, if you want to carry me, you come here. I hardly used to take more than 2-3 steps to the left or to the right. I didn't care the number of people looking for buses. I stood there. I said, my own, you will stop here. Because my blessing is commanded. It has my name on it. He said, from there God commanded the blessings. Blessings are commanded. I may not know the color of the bus, whether it's a Danfo or whether it's a Molwe. But whichever one you are stopping in front of me. The lines will fall for you in pleasant places.
Amen.
Things you did not plan for will happen to you.
Amen.
And they will be good things in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Let's give the Lord thanks. Say, Father, we thank you. Let's just thank him. Let's thank him. Say, Lord, we thank you. We thank you because you are good. We thank you because your mercies endure forever. We thank you because the lines fall for us in pleasant places. Thank you in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, let's share the grace in fellowship. Because of the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, surely we are passed out of death.